The night before he was arrested, Jesus spoke for the last time with his disciples. Within a few hours, he knew he would have to face his enemies. But for the moment, the Lord's thoughts were with his beloved disciples, to give them words of comfort and to strengthen their faith. Knowing he would soon be humiliated in the eyes of men, he spoke to them first about his glory. "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him," he declared. Whether in life or death, Jesus had come to glorify his Father on earth. "I will not be with you much longer," he said. "Where I am going, you cannot come, but you will follow me later." Then he told them to love one another as he had loved them. The disciples were very troubled and could not understand what all this meant. To encourage them, Jesus promised that one day he would take them to be with him. "Do not let your hearts be troubled," he said. "You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know where I am going, and you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father also." With these words, Jesus clearly stated that salvation came through him alone. He is the true and living way leading to the Father. Christ had often declared his union with the Father. "I and the Father are one," he had told them. He was not the same person as the Father, but he was of the same divine essence. The disciples misunderstood this truth, so Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How then can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak and the works that I do are not just my own, but they come from the Father." The disciples had witnessed the Lord's ministry on earth. They could testify to his authority over the winds and the waves, over sickness and death and all the powers of evil, and they had heard his teaching, yet their understanding was still very limited. So Jesus promised that the Father would send another helper, the Spirit of Truth, to be with them and in them, and that after he left them they would do works like his, and even more so, and that their prayers made in his name would be answered. "The world will see me no more," he said, "but you will see me, and because I live, you will live also. If anyone loves me, he will keep my commandments, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." In the Old Testament, God had dwelt amongst the Israelites by means of the tabernacle in the wilderness and the temple in Jerusalem. When Christ was on earth, God had lived amongst his people in the person of his Son, the Word made flesh. But after his death and resurrection, according to the Lord's promise, God would live in the hearts and lives of all believers through the Holy Spirit. "The Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name," he said, "will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you." Then Jesus, aware of the doubts and fears that would trouble the disciples in the hours that lay ahead, made another gracious promise. "Peace I leave with you," he said. "My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Then he exhorted his disciples to show their love for him by being glad that he was going to the Father. But first, Christ had to endure the cross, and that moment was very near. "The prince of this world is coming," he said, "but he has no hold on me." Satan had no power over the Son of God, who was without sin. Of his own free will, and out of obedience to the Father and love for fallen mankind, Christ went to the cross. Next episode, the Lord's last parables and exhortations.